its current state. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore here on WKAR. It's Thursday, and we're glad you're with us. What should Michigan's priorities be regarding energy? Should electricity rates be more competitive? What's the future of natural gas exploration and consumption in the state? Should utilities be required to produce more electricity from renewables? Well, these and many other important issues are being stirred up this afternoon here in Lansing at the Library of Michigan. This public forum is a chance for citizens and groups to raise issues and ask important questions relating to energy. This is the first of seven Michigan Energy Public Forums being held around the state, and Governor Snyder will use the results of these meetings when he makes his comprehensive recommendations regarding the state's energy future. That is scheduled for December. John Quackenbush oversees these public meetings in his role as head of the Michigan Public Service Commission, and the MPSC's main role, or the role it's probably best known for, is approving or denying rate requests from the state's utilities. Joining Mr. Quackenbush, Wayne Kuipers, Executive Director of Energy Choice Now. This is a Michigan group pushing for more electric competition, free markets, and lower rates. And Hugh McDermott of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks to all of you for joining us here on Current State.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
To see you. John Quackenbush, what topics do you expect to hear from participants later this afternoon at the Lansing Public Forum regarding energy?
Primarily three topics. One is renewables, which you mentioned. The second one is energy efficiency. And the third one is electric choice. Those are the big three topics that we have. The way we handle those now was set in 2008 legislation, and we're trying to gather information useful on all three of those topics and perhaps others for the legislature to potentially make some revisions in the future.
In a sentence or two, let's go just a little bit deeper on each one of those three areas. Renewables. What do you expect to hear regarding renewables from the public?
Michigan is on track to reach the current standard of 10% by 2015. We expect there to be interest by some parties in increasing that, setting a higher standard for a future year. There may be some opponents that would be opposed to that. I think we'll hear from all sides of that.
Okay. Energy efficiency?
Energy efficiency. We're on track to, we have energy efficiency targets of 1% a year starting in 2012. We've built up to that. It's 1% on electricity and 0.75% on gas. We've been achieving that. We've been exceeding those targets. So one of the questions is, should we increase the targets, set a higher standard? And we have a whole host of questions we're asking people to answer about that, which are posted on our website, michigan.gov/energy.
And that's 1% less electrical consumption per year?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay, very good. And electricity rates?
Electric choice. This is where we have a 10% cap on customers who would like to choose an alternative electric provider for their generated electricity versus their incumbent utility. Currently, our two big utilities in the state, Consumers Energy and DTE Electric, have reached the cap. There are no more customers that can select or that they can get in a queue. There is a waiting list for customers to get into the competitive electric market and get their electricity from an alternative energy supplier.
So you expect renewables, energy efficiency, and electrical rates all to be a part of the governor's final comprehensive recommendations in December. All of those will be addressed in that document. I think, is that baked in the cake already?
Well, those are the big three that the governor highlighted in his special message on energy and the environment right at the end of November last year. And so he does anticipate to look at all the facts and data and studies that we gather and make recommendations.
Okay. Wayne Kuipers, I know more competitive electricity prices is your group's big concern. Prices, I think we're in agreement, prices have climbed dramatically in recent years. Why is that?
Again, we have the highest prices in the Midwest and some of the highest prices in the country when it comes to electric energy. In 2008, the cap rate number was set at 10%. At the time, we were experiencing about 3% choice in electric competition. I sat on the Energy Committee at the time. And
What does that mean, 3% choice?
3% of those who could choose to buy their electric energy from an alternative energy supplier were doing it.
Okay.
Okay, so we had about 3% competition in Michigan in 2008.
So you either live in a Detroit Edison area or you live in a consumer's area, and then that's done. You got no alternative.
Right.
There. Okay.
Right. Okay. So right now we are at the 10% cap. We reached that number rather quickly. Within about 12 months, we were at the cap in both service territories. We now have over 10,000 companies in the queue. Waiting to take advantage of choice if choice is offered. In fact, if we were to snap our fingers and eliminate the 10% requirement in the law today, we would be at about 25% choice across the state of Michigan. So there's clearly demand. We've seen the membership in our association grow from 100 or so members to over 1,200 members. And those members are businesses, large and small, individuals, trade associations, all those who are really struggling with the increases in rates over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Hugh McDermott, does Senator Kuipers have a point here? I mean, was the renewable energy standard responsible or tied to the rise in electricity rates?
Our focus isn't on choice as much as it is on increasing our efficiency and renewable targets. But we think that the recent increases in electric rates have more to do with the increasing price of some of the fossil fuels, especially coal. The cost of coal delivered to Michigan has gone up 71% since 2006, and we think that's a big driver in costs. Roughly 60% of Michigan's electricity is generated from coal, and we have moved based on the 2008 law to a lot more renewable energy, and we think that along with the efficiency program especially is working really well in exerting downward pressure on rates. Renewables are now competitive with the fossil fuels, even with natural gas at its low prices, and efficiency, according to the Public Service Commission, is a really good deal for ratepayers. For every $1 invested in efficiency, $3.55 is returned in the form of saved energy. So we're really looking to push the case for renewable energy and energy efficiency increases.
Well, if Prop 3 had passed, would you say that electricity rates would not have gone higher? This would have called for this was the 25 by 25 proposition.
Correct.
which was defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Would you maintain that had it passed, electricity rates would not have gone dramatically higher?
I would say that with Proposal 3, if we did an aggressive renewable energy standard, I think that would help keep electricity rates in check. I would not go as far as to say that it's going to keep them from rising. There are a lot of other factors at play.
In the
cost that you pay for your electricity. But renewable energy is definitely lower than new coal right now in terms of cost and will help exert downward pressure on rates.
Wayne Kuipers, why don't you respond
to that? What we've seen nationally is about a 50% reduction in the cost of energy. That's largely because of the introduction of natural gas and the findings of the shale. Our position is not that it's the alternative or the renewable energies that are creating the bump up in price in Michigan. Our argument is it's the lack of competition. Okay, if you inject competition back into the system, you will see pressure on rates drop.
Okay,
so you know our position is the companies that we represent that want to supply alternative energy into Michigan. Some of the big companies like Direct and First and Constellation Exelon, they all have to play by the same rules as the Michigan-based companies do when it comes to having a 10% mix of renewable energy in their portfolio. Okay, so we don't see that as the reason, the sole reason why rates have increased in Michigan. Our position is rates have increased mostly because we've eliminated competition.
Hugh McDermott, what do you make of Senator Kuyper's group and its priorities mm-hmm. here and this lack of competition?
Like I said, we don't have a big dog in that fight, so we're focusing on renewable energy and efficiency right now. Michigan Environmental Council does intervene in rate cases at the Public Service Commission on behalf of residential ratepayers to protect their interest and keep their rates from rising. So we do have a concern that if we move too fast and too aggressively in deregulating and allowing more customer choice, If we do that too quickly, we're going to leave the customers who are left with the utilities, who primarily would be residential customers, with a lot of the fixed costs that are involved in the infrastructure and everything. And that may be harmful for them in terms of making their rates go up. So we do want to keep an eye on that. But again, our chief focus is not on customer choice. Our chief focus is on the efficiency and the renewables.
John Quackenbush, how much does converting to renewables add in terms of costs to consumers, the Lansing Board of Water and Light, other utilities?
Well, that's a great question. That's exactly some of the facts we're trying to ascertain in our public forums and the written comments we're asking people to submit. We have at the Commission certain data that shows what the cost of renewable generation is, and it's been very favorably downwardly moving in the last several years. But we're asking people to make comparisons for us of what they know the latest data are on all kinds of renewables energy, not just wind, but biomass and solar and the like.
Wayne Kuypers, how does your group get what it wants here? I mean, you want more competition. What's the linchpin there? How do you get there?
Well, we advocate for our position. I think we formed as an organization in 2010. I think what we saw our mission being initially is raising awareness both among the citizens of Michigan, but also among the elected officials in Michigan. So, we've had meetings with the governor and his staff, with the Public Service Commission. We've had numerous meetings with legislators trying to raise awareness of the issue. I give this administration a lot of credit. They were singularly focused the first 2 years on improving Michigan's business climate. They changed the business tax, in many cases lowered business tax rates. They've been very aggressive in changing the regulations across the state, all in an attempt to lower the cost of doing business in Michigan. This is one of the top three drivers. If you talk to business people, they will cite taxes, they will cite the ability to attract qualified workforce, and then energy. Energy is always at or near the top in a list when companies are asked, what do you look for either when you're looking to expand in Michigan or to move to Michigan? So this is really the next big issue for Michigan. We have to get our arms around an energy policy that results in lower rates to provide relief both for residents and for business. One of the fastest growing market segments in choice in Illinois is in the residential. They have created a strategy where they're now marketing to residences saying, we can lower your rates by 10, 20, 30%.
Comment real quickly. We're down to about a minute and a half here. We see rising prices in coal, dramatically declining prices in natural gas. Do I have that right? That makes for a very interesting pricing dynamic in terms of electricity. John, care to comment on how that plays out?
Absolutely. I think we are seeing proposals around the state for new gas generation plants being built. I think that's part of the reasons, because gas is a lot cheaper as a commodity than it used to be.
Okay. A final word here, Hugh McDermott.
Yeah, very interesting. Price of gas is very competitive right now. It's subject to fluctuation. We still like renewable energy because that's a fixed cost. Once you build the wind turbines or the solar panels, the energy is free, and we're looking forward to the forums and helping make that case.
That public forum is this afternoon, 1 to 5, at the State Library of Michigan here in Lansing. It's the first of seven. Hugh McDermott of the Michigan Environmental Council, Wayne Kuypers, Executive Director of Energy Choice Now, and John Quackenbush of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Thanks to all of you from Current State.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.